For the Firestone Complete Auto Care Epic Sales Event and save $100 when you spend $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Valid November 14th through November 17th. The exclusions apply. Cannot be combined with other offers. Additional fees may apply where lawful. See store for details.
Fox News and the forecast are coming up after local news first from the Automated Office System studios of WCHV AM and FM Charlottesville.
Mostly sunny skies and breezy today. Afternoon highs in the middle 50s.
It's 40 degrees here at the Automated Office System studios at 5 a.m. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
Residents in Albemarle and Flavanna counties are now pressing their local leaders to become Second Amendment sanctuaries in response to possible gun control legislation in next month's General Assembly.
In Flavanna County, people packed the small courtroom for the Board of Supervisors meeting. Dozens more stood outside to show their support for the county to declare itself a Second Amendment sanctuary.
The idea that it would be illegal to teach my grandchildren how to shoot is appalling.
Many speakers live in rural areas and say having a gun is their form of protection when police may be far away.
If they're going to be 15 minutes in a situation where I may not have 15 seconds.
In Albemarle County, a much larger meeting room was filled to the brim. Many of the speakers were veterans.
As an infantryman, I served in Afghanistan, and I came in to direct contact with tyranny on a local and state level.
Only three people spoke against Albemarle becoming a Second Amendment sanctuary and called for gun control.
We are unfortunately all too well aware of what happened at Virginia Tech, and most recently in Virginia Beach.
Albemarle County said they had no plans on discussing any such amendment in the near future. Flavanna County moved it to next week's agenda, as did Greene County after their meeting of earlier this month. That meeting is scheduled for December 10th. December 9th, Buckingham County will discuss Second Amendment sanctuary, and December 10th, Nelson County will in their afternoon meeting. There is plans for a rally on the steps of the courthouse in Nelson County on Monday evening at 7.
Fewer people died in traffic crashes over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend than in the previous year. State police say 7 people were killed this year compared to 12 last year. From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 40 degrees with Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on the station. Getting ready to light that Christmas tree with the grand illumination downtown starting at 4:30 Friday with WCHV.
Imagine opening your eyes to 20/20 vision without needing glasses or contacts. I'm Dr. Holzman, a LASIK surgeon at TLC Laser Eye Centers. For over 25 years, TLC has been North America's leading LASIK provider. In fact, over 10,000 doctors have chosen TLC for their own laser eye surgery. Let us help you get the vision you've always dreamed of having.
Don't wait for the special $650 off. Book your free LASIK consultation today. Visit TLCVision.com.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all 5 of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com.